Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Dafir Alf. The Gemara discusses the din of following Rav. The Gemara brings various rayas from different cases where you have a mitzvah to do with an animal, and the animal cannot be a treifa, like Karim Pesach, Galarufa, Paraduma, and these cases, the Gemara says, is very, very difficult and or impossible to find out whether or not the animal is a treifa. So if we're performing the mitzvah, and we're assuming that we actually were successful in performing the mitzvah, it must be that we have to be seimach, we have to rely on Rav to tell us that this animal is not a treifa. A number of years ago, there was a tumult about milk. We all know that Rav animals are not a treifa, like our Gemara says, and you're not allowed to drink milk from a treifa. So in the olden days, a man would approach his cow, Elsie the cow, and he would milk Elsie the cow and drink the milk from Elsie the cow. So he would say, well, the people would tell him, well, how do you know Elsie the cow is not a treifa? He would say, well, Rav tells me Elsie is not a treifa. Most cows are not a treifa, so I can assume that Elsie the cow is also not a treifa. However, in modern times, things are very different. Unfortunately, we don't all have Elsie the cow, or maybe fortunately, we don't have Elsie the cow in our backyard to approach and ask for a glass of milk. The way we get milk is we buy a bottle of milk from the store. Now, this milk that we buy from the store, presumably, has mixed into it milk from hundreds and hundreds of Elsies, or perhaps even thousands of Elsies. Who knows how many Elsies got mixed into my one bottle of milk. they process the milk in these huge plants with tons of gallons and gallons and gallons of milk coming from many, many, many different cows. Now, that being the case, it's not so simple anymore to rely on Rav. Why? Because, statistically, and, you know, even without invoking this newfangled term called statistics, we know that the Achreinim say, the Rishonim say, that we have to be Baidik, the lung of an animal, for treifa. Why? Why do we have to investigate to find out whether the animal is a treifa by checking its lung? So the Paiskim say, because it's a miut hamotzi. Although we're allowed to be Seimach on Rav, but the Chachamim said that whenever there's a miut hamotzi, whenever there's a minority that is likely to be found, that is usher, and it's possible to be baidik, the lung is in front of us, it is extant, and we can check the lung and determine whether or not the animal has the tarfus of the reya, we are obligated to investigate and not be seimach on roiv, since it's a higher percentage, it's not a minute percentage, that this animal is a treifa. Now in the shir of miut hamotzi, there's a big machloikus ha'achroinim. Some achroinim say it's 10%, some achroinim say it's 2%. And I assume that there is an area in between also. However, there's certainly more than 2% of the animals are a treifa. Like the Paiskim are telling us, so we must check the lung. Now, if more than 2% of the animals are treifa, and I have thousands of animals mixed into my, cocktail that I bought from the store, so I can then take it to the next step and say that we have to assume that at least 2% of the bottle of milk is treif. So if 2% of the bottle of milk is treif, we know that lach balach is not batal unless you have shishim. Since I don't have shishim, yavish yavish is also not batal. But lach balach is also not batal. If you have a mixture, a taruvus of lach balach, of bittel, we're discussing bittel, we're not discussing haloich achar roiv, where I'm just deciding whether or not, yes or no, is this animal a treif or not. But I certainly, so-called, quote-unquote, certainly know that 2% of this bottle is milk that is derived from a treifa cow. And the other 98%, I can also know with the similar type of certainty that it's not derived from a treifa cow, whatever, let's say not that, because there's other treifas that we have to deal with. Whatever it is, there's, let's say, certainly 80% that it's not from a treifa cow, and 2% it certainly is from a treifa cow. So it's more than 1 out of 60. So l'chayra, the whole bottle of milk should now be usher, because I am tasting in my mouth the milk of the treifa cow. This is an argument that was made by some Paiskim. So I was thinking about this. Do we have any raya from anywhere in the Gemara that this is not true? So I was thinking our Gemara discusses Trefa. Trefa, we need a Roif. So I said, there's a Gemara in Psachim, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that when the Yidden brought the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim, they brought hundreds of thousands of animals. One year, the Gemara says there were 600,000 animals in the Azara. Now, it was a very busy time, obviously. The Shecht, 600,000 animals in the space of a few hours is well nigh impossible. So everybody was in a big rush. And the Gemara says that it's possible that one of the Kayanim mistakenly spilled some of all of the dam, and was not zoichet to be zoirik the dam on the mezbech. It was caught in the kais. He accepted the blood of the animal in the kais. So it had Kabbalah, but he did not do the avoid of zrika. Now if you don't do the avoid of zrika, the carbon is not, you're not allowed to eat the carbon. You're not yoitz of the carbon. You weren't mekayin the avoid of the carbon. The carbon is a pasul of carbon if you didn't do zrika. However, the halacha is that if the blood spills out after Kabbalah, before Zrika, I can then pick up the blood again and be Zayrik on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yehuda says that they used to close up they used to stop the outlets of the Azara. The Azara was surrounded by a wall. There were gutters on the sides of the Azara. They would stop up those outlets, those gutters, and the blood would collect in the Azara. There would be a large amount of blood, above ankle height. The Azara would be covered in a sheet of blood from all these animals. Maybe even more than that. The Kohanim would walk up to their ankles with in blood and dam of the Karbonus Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohen would at the end of the avoid of Karban Pesach, he would take one cup from this taruvus, and since all the blood got mixed together, we can assume that all the blood, yeshvila, it was uniformly and homogeneously mixed in this cup. So you have a tiny, minute amount of blood from each and every Karban Pesach that was brought on that day. And if there was one Karban Pesach where none of the blood was nizrak on the Mizbeach, and all of the blood spilled out, that blood is certainly in this kais. And now the Kohen takes the kais and he's zayrik on the Mizbeach, and now that carbon, which up till now had been Asr Bachil, now becomes Mutar Bachil, and the Bailam, the owner of the carbon, was Mekayim his Karban Pesach, and he could go home and sing Halal and be very, very happy and joyous that he was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, and that he's eating the basar of a carbon that had Zrika, and he's not Chas Shalming over on the Isser of eating basar of a carbon before Zrika. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold ein dam mevatel dam. One dam cannot be mevatel another dam. There's no din of bittul b'roi by dam. The question is, l'chayra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a massive problem over here. Why? Because there, like we said, there's certainly one of these karbanis is a treifa. From the 600,000 karbanis they brought in the Beis HaMikdash, like the Gemara says in Psachim, certainly one of those 600,000 was a treifa. A lot more certain than that 2% of your bottle of milk is milk that came from a treifa. It's certainly way more likely that one of these karbanos is a treifa. So how on earth are we being zayir dam of a treifa on the mizbeach? And you can't answer, l'chayra, that although ain dam of atal dam, but we have another concept. It's called royim. The Gemara says that Rabbi Lazar holds that if you have dam of a treif, not a treif, I'm sorry, dam atamsis, that's not royal azrika according to everybody, dam atamsis, and you have other dam, kosher dam, and the dam, so the Gemara says that you're allowed, according to Rabbi Lazar, you're allowed to be zoyrik this dam and the zeh. Why? Because royin oisa kilumayim, we look at the dam atamsis as though it's water. We have the ability, when it comes to zrika sadam and the zeh, to act as though the dam atamsis does not exist, and I'm only being zoyrik the kosher adam. I'm not doing a voida with dam atamsis, which would not be allowed. Why? Because we look at the dam atamsis as though it's water. We ignore the dam atamsis. We say, I'm only doing a voida with the kosher adam. So maybe you could say the same thing. That when I take the dam from the ground, from the azara, we ignore the dam atreifa and we look at it as though it's water. The problem with that is that the Gemara says in Masechta Zvachim Perakat Teruvis, that although midoraisa, this would perhaps be a good argument, the midrabanon, it's usher to be zayrik dam that has any dam treifa, that has dam treifa mixed in. Why? Because geizring zayr b'mikdash, the Gemara says that there's a zayr drabanon that you cannot be zayrik dam that has dam treifa in it. So therefore, l'chayra, it should be asr midrabanan to be zarek this dam. How do the rabbanan say you're allowed to be zarek the dam? The answer must be that since when I shechted each and every animal, I paskined, I determined, I said 100%, this animal's not a treifa. 2%, or maybe 10%, or 20% of the animals are treifas. But this animal, I have a right to be samech and roiv and say this animal's not a treifa. That's why I'm going to be kabul adam. I'll try to be zayrek adam. I'll be makter the ivarim on the mizbeach. I will assume 100% that this animal's not a treifa. I'm not being over any isser. Once we paskin on each and every animal that this animal's not a treifa, we will not then have to revisit this question when all the dam gets mixed together and now we know with certainty that there is dam treifa inside. At least when the only isser that I could possibly be over is the isser drabanim. So therefore by milk also, since midai raisa, treifa milk is bottle and kosher milk, even if there's 49% treifa milk, the fact that we need to have less than shishim is only midrabanan. So therefore, we would be able to say the same argument. When I milked the animal, I was able to assume with 100% certainty that the milk that's coming out of this animal is certainly not coming from a treifa. Once I made that determination, even after the thousands of different milks from different animals get mixed together, and now I know for sure that more than 1 out of 60 is coming from a treifa, nevertheless, I don't have to revisit the question again, and I can assume based on my previous determination that that the milk from this animal is not a treifa. On the level of deraisa, it's harder to say. Somebody brought me a very good raya that you don't say this argument on the level of deraisa. He brought me a raya from a Rashba in Shavuos who says that if a person, although the halacha is we assume that most aroinis, most coffins have a tefach between the dead person and the top of the coffin, and therefore a kohen would be allowed to jump over it. If the kohen goes deep into the Beis HaKvaros, and now he has the only way to get out of the Beis HaKvaros is by jumping over hundreds and hundreds of coffins, or tens of coffins, whatever it is, he can no longer be samech on the roiv, and this would seem to indicate to us that midoraisa, you don't say this far. So I told my raya to my Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Miller. And Rav Shlomo Miller told me, for another raya, that you can't say this. He says, in halacha, you zikr cannot say that you have to revisit the suffix once you're already passing based on roiv. Why? What's the raya? So Rav Shlomo Miller, the raya. Now the Gemara says, makov v'imoy. Is chayiv. Maybe it's not his father. Maybe the guy that he thought is his father is not really his father. Answer is we follow Roy, we say Roy Bil is Halikachar Abal, and we assume that the child comes from the man that he's assuming is his father, who's married to his mother, whatever it is. Now, the question is like this. How does any person know that he's not a mamzer? In fact, how can a person say that there's a possibility that I'm not a mamzer? Every yid was created because of he has ancestors. He comes from thousands upon thousands upon thousands of ancestors. Every yid probably is descended from all of the yidden that existed, you know, 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago. Following the exponential, the way exponents work, every person, every generation multiplies by two. By the time you go back thousands of years, you're dealing with every person is derived from from all of the people that lived in that door. Now, if you're telling me the only way I know that I'm not a mamzer is because Roy Bil is halichachar abal, but there are some ladies that are mazana. There was one mamzer over there. And I certainly come from that mamzer. So the halacha is, if one of a person's ancestors is a mamzer, he has the din of a mamzer. So it comes out that every person is 100% sure that he's a mamzer. The only reason we don't say that is because once we paskin on each and every one of those people that they're not a mamzer, so now we will not revisit the question once we have this confluence of roivs coming together, which creates a situation where we have to assume the tzad ha'isser. Nevertheless, since we already decided to follow the roiv at the time when 2,000 years ago when Zangvul was born, we said that this Zangvul is not a mamzer. Why? Because roivil is alichachar baals. Now even after we have a situation where I know for sure that either Zangvil or Shmerel or Beryl or one of those people is a mamzer, and therefore I'm a mamzer. Nevertheless, I don't have to revisit the question.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223.
To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.